I thirst. The very words of Jesus upon the cross were words that impacted St. Teresa of Calcutta. They had such an impact upon her that within every chapel of the Missionaries of Charity, right by the crucifix, will be those two words, I thirst. And my brothers and sisters, we all have gone through that very time of having thirst in our very mouths, being parched because we've emptied ourselves out. Maybe it's because we were out working in the yard, within the garden on a beautiful day. Maybe it was in the time of our own, maybe playing sports, softball, baseball, running track. That once we are finished and exerting ourselves, we thirst. But yet, the very thirst of Christ here is something far deeper. What is emptied out is His whole being. He has given of His body, yes, but also now His heart, His very soul, His very spirit. He's handed everything over to God, and He's handed everything over to you and me. He has been stripped down, emptied, in order to pour out every single grace upon you, upon me. And in giving of Himself completely, it is why He responds, I thirst. I thirst for your soul. I thirst for your heart. For as I have given myself over, poured myself out upon you, I long now to receive your response of love. I desire my heart to be joined to your heart. I want your soul conformed to my soul. Because in a way, when we look upon then the crucifix, when we hear Jesus say, I thirst for you, we can hearken to the very parable of the merchant in search of a fine pearl, that when he finds a pearl of great price, he is willing to go and sell everything he has, to give up all that he has in order to buy it. That is Jesus upon the cross. As he empties himself, as he pours himself out for you and me, he is saying, you are the pearl of great price. I thirst for you. And nothing else. Which is why in the very confessional, as Father Adam is there, it is Jesus in there actually, saying, I thirst for your sins. I want to take them away from you. I no longer want you to be weighed down by them because I will put them upon myself as I die for you upon the cross. I thirst for you in prayer. When you come to me in the Adoration Chapel, when you are in the very quiet of your home, I thirst to be joined to you in your prayer. Or as we are here in this wonderful church of Blessed Sacrament, how God has been thirsting for us this whole entire time and giving of Himself in the Eucharist so that we may be joined to Him. It's that very thirsting of God emptying Himself out upon you, upon me, that He waits for our response. And I think of Psalm 69. There is a verse in there that simply states, I looked for compassion and there was none. For comforters and there was no one. St. Teresa of Calcutta would say, you go be that person. Go be the one to comfort Jesus in your prayer. Be the one to be beside Christ at the very Mass to receive Him worthily in Holy Communion. be the one to be able to fill Christ's heart with your very presence. For he thirsts for you. He desires simply to be with you. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.